We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Woo! Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the evangelical hub community type.
My name is Rit Verial. I'm from Shelby, North Carolina, 45 years of age, and I've been in the ministry for 20 years, and prior to that, I was in the military. Shelby sits on what used to be called the King's Highway that went from Charlotte up toward the mountains. But if you get off of the bypass and you actually go through downtown Shelby, you see a very quaint community. The issues that are affecting our community are shared by so many people across our nation. It's not something unique to Shelby or unique to North Carolina. The fastest growing demographic in our congregation is actually married 20-somethings. And I think what's driving that in conversation with them, what I'm hearing is, what kind of world will my children have? What kind of nation will my children be in? The overreach of the courts, the aggressiveness of the LGBT agenda, to some extent, is the best thing that has happened to evangelicalism. We can attribute the increase in young people coming to the church and really being involved and interested in what's going on. There's no doubt it's attributed to encroachment on religious liberty that we're seeing in the larger culture. And I think that's the tension that evangelicals are feeling right now. I don't know that evangelicalism has figured this out at this point as to how to really stand up in a very principled manner, in an uncompromising manner, for the things that we believe in. At what point do you finally stand up and say, no, you know, I'm not going to force my beliefs on you, but neither should you have the right to force your beliefs on me.
Rit Verial is the pastor at Elizabeth Baptist Church in Shelby, North Carolina. To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head on over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.